Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Steve Quell, the third hour, and up Nick Begich in the fourth. Now, some stations don't care this first 5 minutes, but I don't want to waste any time with our guests. We're going to go to him now. We'll recap next section. Larry Pinkney is a veteran of the Black Panther Party, the original one, not the new one run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. His book, Saying No to Power, Black Activist, WG.org, Black Activist Writers Guild, and he has been a political prisoner, you name it. So, Larry, we really appreciate you here in the 21st century, the 21st year of the 21st century, and just God bless you. Give us all a prelude in the next 45 minutes or so, what you're going to break down for us and your view on where we are right now.
Okay, thank you, Alex. You know, I believe that it is always a distinct pleasure spending time with you and all of my brothers and sisters of all colors at InfoWars and the wonderful audience. Now, let me get right to it. Some of the things I want to deal with would be, for example, the neoliberal fascism of the so-called Democrat Party. That's one thing. I also want to break down what they call inflammatory rhetoric, all right? I also want to talk about actions. You talked about terrorism. So I want to address that using a very specific example. The other thing I want to talk about is, quite frankly, the so-called mainstream media. And I say so-called. That's it. In a nutshell, those are the things I'd like to address.
Well, as soon as the Capitol had that problem last week, I knew that you've been through the ringer. You've been set up as a political prisoner. You can really warn people with your expert eye on what you see, because I see it from historical research. You've lived it. They're obviously trying to foment uprisings. They're trying to claim it's black against white, white against black. It's obviously not. And it is a corporate globalist system trying to divide this country yet again and trying to outlaw the practice of demonstrating.
Of course. And, you know, speaking of inflammatory and speaking of division, all right, the whole tactic has been all about divide and conquer, control, manipulate. Okay, that's what it's always been about. And the neoliberal fascist Democrats and their allies of the so-called media have engaged in this and are continuing to engage in this. I want you to think about the inflammatory rhetoric of people like Maxine Waters, who is telling people to go and to confront, quote, unquote, people in their homes, in restaurants, wherever they might be, to confront those people who were exercising their constitutional rights as citizens to support the candidate of their choice, and in this case was President Donald J. Trump. That's inflammatory rhetoric. But of course, we never hear anything about that. That's okay, right? Well, let's talk about terrorism for a moment. I want you to go back to me, go back with me, very briefly in a time machine. The time machine is just of a few years ago. All right. We're talking the summer of 2017. What happened? What terrorist act took place? Well, a man who hated Donald Trump publicly and repeatedly, a supporter of Democrats, and in this case, Bernie Sanders, a man by the name of James T. Hodgkinson actually fired and wounded. Okay, when I say fired, I'm saying using a gun, and wounded multiple people, including a member of the U.S. House of Representatives by the name of Steve Scalise. All right?
Stay there. We're going to recap this, and you're going to go over all the real agitating, the real terrorism versus what happened at the Capitol, and where you think all this is going with Biden and Trump. Larry Pinkney, one of the original founders of the real Black Panther Party. Not being confused with the new KKK one. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with Larry Pinkney. Please stay with us. Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation. Because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can.
News today. Don't act so surprised, globalist. You didn't think you could silence the American people, did you? Join Bandot Video, and I will complete your training. Together, we can overthrow the Emperor and restore the Republic.
And Bandot Video is free. All you do is you visit, you share it, you can sign up for an account for free, and make comments and do whatever you want, or don't get an account and still make comments. And there's a lot of little features at band.video, but that URL is banned on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. So you've got to share some of the new backup URLs that we have. All right, Larry Pinkney is here. He's a founder of the original Black Panther Party. He's an author. He's a researcher. He was a political prisoner. He could tell you about being set up at COINTELPRO by the FBI, and that's what's going on right now. We have the evidence of provocateurs. We have the evidence now the feds are even having to admit that it was staged by Antifa that did indeed trick some patriots once the riot police started attacking to then attack the riot police. So everyone's being played here. And it turns out it's this former top general's son who was in trouble for having misplaced nuclear bomb triggers. I'm not joking. Has his son out there everywhere getting released, getting caught doing this. BLM activist John Sullivan arrested for storming Capitol, runs group called Insurgents USA. And I've got a 6.5 minute video of him saying over and over again, we'll play it later if we have time, saying, burn it down, attack, attack. And he was getting that poor woman, that Bobbitt that got killed to attack. He's on videos. He's finally been arrested for literally leading it. Huge. CNN was also with him with a camera person undercover. So I know what Antifa looks like, folks. You know what different groups people look like. I mean, you know a legitimate group of, say, farmers that are protesting. You know what farmers look like, whether they're Hispanic, black, white. You know what, when it's a pro-life protest, you go out there, you know, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, little ladies praying with their rosary. I mean, everybody knows who street smart stuff looks like. I get there with this melee's going on, and I see Antifa's already up there. The cops attack the rednecks, the hillbillies. They get mad. I'm a hillbilly too, folks. I mean, they attack, and then only a few hundred out of hundreds of thousands go in, and we're told this is as big as Pearl Harbor. But you go back over what you were saying. Maxine Waters, all of it saying, telling BLM, go attack people at restaurants, not just exercising First Amendment. They tried. I mean, I'm a tough guy. You're a tough guy. I don't want to go in a restaurant and randomly at night start throwing glasses at people's tables. I'm going to get my ass beat. But they actually tell black folks and white folks, go out and attack white people at restaurants. That's a good way to get killed. So they're definitely, they were trying an insurgency. You're one of the leading experts on this, over 50 years living through it. What's really going on, Larry Pinkney?
What's really going on is we're seeing COINTELPRO on steroids. Let me repeat that. We're seeing COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, on steroids. Let's understand that the neoliberal fascist Democrats have always been about subterfuge. Always. This is not new. goes back to the 1860s, all right? But let's go back to the 1960s, all right? The 1960s and the 1970s, for example, where the Democrats, and I might add some rhino Republicans, but the Democrats primarily pushed a program called COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, which was set up to frame, murder, discredit, imprison, etc., those who were dissidents. It was almost like the former Soviet Union. People need to understand where we are today. Now, don't be intimidated, but understand it, all right? Now, I was talking about Maxine Waters as an example. Inflammatory rhetoric? Of course, that's what Maxine Waters is all about, inflammatory rhetoric. But is she called on the carpet? Of course not. What about James T. Hodgkinson, who actually fired shots and wounded a member of the U.S. Congress in the summer of 2017? What about him? I guess he's okay. Notice how the media played that down. Where is their ongoing outrage at this? If they want to talk about shots having been fired, let's go back to when the first ones were fired. Let's go back to the Democrat supporters. All right? Let's be honest. Let's be real. And if you don't believe me, Google it. James T. Hodgkinson, summer of 2017. Who did he support? Okay, who was he for? He was an avid hater of President Trump. He was an avid hater of a free republic. And that's what we have, brothers and sisters. This is a constitutional republic. Now, what's been ushered in, okay, through cheating and other means, cheating and intimidation, what has been ushered in is what I call the hypocrisy of the Democrat so-called democracy. The hypocrisy of the so-called Democrat so-called, okay, democracy. Don't forget that. Remember that. And then let's stop and think for a moment, all right? They use when I say they, let me be specific. The Democrats and their allies, so-called progressives, right? Give me a break.
We're talking about Romney. We're talking about Liz Cheney. All these war criminals.
That's correct. That's correct. And they are indeed war criminals. All right? It's a matter of documented fact. But let's move on. They use the race / color thing as a divide and conquer method, right? You know, people, and it's so sad for me as a proud black American to see so people who got behind, and I don't think it was the majority. But
by the way,
see,
folks, that's Kalise on camera. He's talking about they got shot. I saw Wolf Blitzer have a guest on saying the guy that shot him was a hero, and Wolf Blitzer nodded his head. So they actually say shoot congressmen, but now they call what happened to them Pearl Harbor.
Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't it? You know, we talk about the ultimate zenith of hypocrisy. It's absurd. But then let's understand something. The Democrats and their allies and Antifa, capital K, all right, and BLM, they are allies working together to basically destroy traditional families and values. But let's go back to this thing of color and race, so-called race, all right? Who is Joe Biden? Let me tell you who Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is the same person, all right, whose close friend and mentor was none other than the late Robert Byrd, a Democrat and former Ku Klux Klan leader and recruiter. Good friend of Joe Biden, in Biden's own words. But hey, that's not enough. There's more. What about, and there they are, And what about today, okay? What did Biden say? One of the most profoundly racist comments that has been made by any so-called political leader was made by Joe Biden, who actually had the unmitigated audacity of an alley cat to insult our entire republic and to actually say, if you don't vote for me, you, quote, ain't, unquote, black. All right? That is the ultimate of racism. That's what Biden is about. Don't believe it? Look up. Look it up.
Well, boil that down. What is he really saying? I mean, he's saying, your identity I own. Like,
exactly. Exactly. He's saying, let's be honest. Let's be blunt. Let's be candid. He's saying, you're my slave, nigga. That's what he's saying. Let's be frank. And I don't like the N-word. But you know what? The N-word is oftentimes summed up by the actions of people. Just like Lyndon Baines Johnson, who used the N-word so much that his own aides had, another Democrat, by the way, a former president, who used the N-word so much that his own advisors had to tell him, look, no, tone this down, this is too obvious, but who also said, and look it up, that, quote, niggers, unquote, will continue to vote for Democrats for the next 200 years. Huh? That's Lyndon Johnson. And what we have now with this Biden character, all right, is Lyndon Johnson on
Lyndon
steroids.
Lyndon Johnson 2.0. I totally agree. It's the exact same crap. And they want us all on their plantation. Larry Pinkney is on fire as usual. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Senator Kane's son got caught and convicted a few years ago of beating people an inch of their lives, dressed up in an Antifa outfit, do you? And also reportedly staging stuff blaming on right-wingers for no reason. Their kids have to all go out and do this. And you've got this Sullivan character whose dad was a high-level Air Force general that got caught smuggling nuclear bomb fuses illegally but didn't get in trouble. So I'm telling you, he was attached to CNN. CNN undercover in there leading the attack, trying to get people to burn things down. Now, does that mean there wasn't some of the good old boys that got pissed off and went in there? Some of the other folks were just having fun, taking selfies? Absolutely. And a woman got killed, a few others had heart attacks, and a cop died later of a heart attack, and it's wrong. We shouldn't act like that. But compared to everything else we've seen, now they feign this is the end of the world. Yeah, there's Anderson Cooper's CIA, by the way, up there with these folks lying about all the violence they saw. And CNN knew damn well that their reporter was assigned to them to videotape all this. And then their CNN, knowing he was part of staging the whole deal, with him on a few days after it, talking about how evil the right-wingers were and what he saw. So, I mean, that's the circle's complete right there. Larry Pinkney's our guest. We really appreciate him. One of the former founders of the real Black Panther Party, not the modern one. Continue on then with where this is going, what you expect them to do after stealing this election, what you expect Biden to do, and what you think we ought to do, because I'm really worried about them staging events this weekend and next week and blaming it on us.
Well, quite frankly, I'm glad you brought that up, because what we can expect, all right, is that you're going to see, or we are going to see, agent provocateurs getting involved directly in various nefarious actions to, again, try to discredit Christians, conservatives, independents, patriots, all right? That's what, don't be surprised, because that's how they work. That's what they do. It's nothing new. To my brothers and sisters of all colors, black, white, brown, red, and yellow, and especially to the audience of InfoWars, I send you my love and my strength, and I tell you that this is an ongoing struggle. We are dealing with lunatics, but they are devious lunatics. If they you dare to speak a narrative that they disagree with, why, they will do everything they can to silence you and or to discredit you. That we simply should expect that, but be prepared for that. Don't go for the ghosts, as we used to say back in the 60s. Don't go for the ghosts. Now, what should we do? We need to hold on tight, number one, to our own principles. All right? We need to understand that we are up against creatures, people, if you will, who have no principles. They are devoid of principles. So understand that. Stop expecting them to act in a principled fashion. All right? They don't do that. They're hypocrites, they're liars, okay? Their news media is nothing but a neoliberal fascist arm, a propaganda media. It's not news, it's propaganda.
And by the way, you're dead on here, Larry Pinkney. We're showing footage there now that's out on national news of Antifa shooting video themselves, admitting they were dressing up like Trump supporters to go stage the riots. I mean, and them inside the Capitol as well. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Well, it is, in a sense, unbelievable.
But you're right. But, this is the same thing over and over again. It's just unbelievable that they're so sloppy and they even get caught doing it.
And they're so arrogant about it.
That's
I mean, imagine that. Arrogant. They are so confident that they will continue to be supported by these neoliberal fascist Democrats that they, of course, they're going to film themselves. Look at us, right?
By the way, Larry, what is it? Because you're a smart guy. I don't know. You can look in somebody's eyes and see what's wrong with them. Why do these globalists and New World Order people all look like psycho crazies and then act like it. What's up with the eyes?
That's a good question. I'm looking at, and I've looked at this before. It's I consider it, this is my humble opinion, I think that they are lunatics. I really do. Lunatics. I think that they are maniacal. And I say that's what we're up against. But that's them. That's not us. That's them.
I agree.
So
I didn't mean to interrupt and digress. Continue on with what you said we should expect.
Well, we should expect more setups, all right? We should expect more Agent Provocateur activity, just like in the 60s and 70s, only on steroids now. We should expect, don't be surprised if we now hear about later somebody coming up dressed in a Make America Great Again shirt or hat, okay, who supposedly tried to commit violence, okay? Don't be surprised. That's what they do.
Or people in MAGA gear saying we hate black people, crap like that. We've caught them over and over again doing that.
That's correct. So don't be bamboozled, as Brother Malcolm used to say. Don't be bamboozled. Think, for crying out loud. Think. This is still our republic. Yes, they are doing their utmost to take it from us, from we the people.
Let me ask you this question. How do the Democrats, because I know Republicans aren't perfect, especially back then, they've been a lot of bad ones, but the Democrats have always been the nasty leaders. We know that. I know from the history books that Martin Luther King did not like the Democrats. I know that Malcolm X thought they were the worst of the two groups. How did they suddenly, after Martin Luther King and Malcolm X got killed, and then Kennedy, teach black people and white people that Democrats are the ones that are anti-racist and not the other way around?
Isn't that ironic? It's really ironic. I was thinking of that today before the show. They have programmed people. First of all, what they do is they dumb you down with distractions and with misinformation and disinformation. And this has been going on, since the 50s, 60s, 70s, all right? And incessantly going on, all right? So now the very party that founded the Ku Klux Klan, which, by the way, was a Democrat party, the very party that founded the Klan, and that's why I mentioned Robert Byrd, a former Klan leader and recruiter, that very party is now put up as supposedly anti-racist, anti-fascist, when they are the racists. So wake up, people. I don't give a damn about your color. I love you if you are a decent, patriot, republic-supporting human being. That's what it's about. And so, yes, Alex, yes, you're correct. We need to understand once we understand what and who we're dealing with, we have won half the battle. Not the whole battle, but half the battle.
All right, we're going to break. Longer segment coming up. Larry, you've got so much to cover. I've got so many questions. What else is on your radar? What do you want to tell us when we come back?
I want to talk more about some of their tactics and perhaps what some of the things that we could and should or might be doing.
I agree, because here's my thing. I don't want to get tricked into anything violent, but I also feel like I should start doing civil disobedience. They stole the election. I'm not going to shut up about that. They're censoring everybody. And so I'm going to ask you, because I know you've been to prison for doing nothing wrong for because you were so effective. I respect you. I want to ask you, my elder, what do you think I should do? Because I actually feel guilty that I'm not doing enough. People say, oh, Alex, you're doing enough. No, we need to start doing some civil disobedience, I think. That's like Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King. That's very clear. So they can't spin it. We'll come back with Larry Pinkney on the other side. Be sure and visit his excellent website, blackactivistwg.org, and the book, Saying No to Power. And you've got a Twitter, too, right? Blackcommentator.com. What's the Twitter, Larry?
Well, it's reality, the word reality, underscored, and the number one. Reality underscore
one. That's
right.
It's a great Twitter. I don't want to ban it. I'm plugging it. But we'll talk about it when we come back. There it is. Be sure and follow that, folks. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. You know who I get on the show? People that I know have been through the ringer. We had Pete Santilli on, a journalist who covered the Bundy Ranch and covered the Oregon siege, and they set him up multiple life sentences, didn't even have guns, but as soon as he refused to plea bargain, it all got dropped, and he says this is a false flag. It doesn't mean we don't have a right to resist if tyranny's happening. It's that we do it on our time, at our place. We exhaust every peaceful means, and right now they want to brand all Trump supporters as terrorists. They want to say that if we speak out, if we say no to this, that we've got to be censored because we're causing violence. So it's important to expose who's really promoting the violence and to peacefully move forward to expose the crime boss, the Chinese Communist agent, Joe Biden. But you want to get more into their tactics, Larry Pinkney, a founding member of the Black Panther Party. We can do 5 hours on how they set you up. It's a famous case. Books have been written about it. You famously, you know, did a UN case that nobody else had done. I mean, your whole story itself should be a major movie, and I'm serious. But let's just say this. You've got the bona fides. You know, you've been there. You've done that. You know what you're talking about. So what do you think is about to happen? What's your warning? What are their tactics? And then what should we do legally and lawfully? Because I really think that the time is for civil disobedience. They're worried about that, so they want to provocateur violence to discredit us. I mean, isn't that what they always want to do?
Of course. And can you blame them? They're neoliberal fascists. That's what they do. That's what fascists do. And exactly. They, you know, whatever cloak they wear, we know is a cloak. So, of course, they're going to proceed to use agent provocateurs and try to discredit us. But I keep saying this with all due respect, my dear brother. You know, expect this. Expect it. It's not about our resisting on their terms. It's about our resisting on our terms. And let me distinguish what I mean. Do not engage in quote-unquote violence. You have the right to defend yourself, but do not engage in violence. That's what they want you to do. And even if you don't do it, you saw how they set people up, how Antifa, Klantifa just a few days ago in the Capitol set people up. They're going to say we did it anyway, but don't do it. All right. Now, what should we do? Let's, first of all, I mean, and this is not something that Alex asked me to say. First of all, support InfoWars. Support the patriots. Support the resistance. And pass that information on. Now more than ever before, there's a need to hold on tight to each other. And any differences that we might have, because we are human and we will have differences, let's have them in the closet, as Brother Malcolm X used to say. But we must stay as a united front. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to get a lot stronger because some of the tactics that are being used, like that insane Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues like Maxine Waters of quote-unquote impeaching the president, all that has done actually is really made people see how maniacal they are. They, meaning the neoliberal fascist Democrats. And I use that expression deliberately, neoliberal fascist Democrats. Just like when I'm dealing or talking about, dealing with, discussing Antifa, I say what it is. It's Antifa / Klantifa. That's what it is. So let's remember our history. They want us to forget about James T. Hodgkinson. They want us to forget what this man did. They want us to forget the multiple people that he shot. Okay? We must remember that. And you know, I believe that the family now is of families, be they black, white, brown, red, yellow, but American citizens' families are going to become stronger than they ever expected. You know, the CIA has a term that it uses. And by the way, it was the CIA who came up with the term conspiracy theory. That came from the CIA. Just think about that. All right? But the CIA has another term called blowback. Blowback is simply means, in layperson's terms, that when you engage in an action, meaning the CIA engages in an action like overthrowing a government, setting people up, blah, 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 there's always going to be blowback. And they cannot, I repeat, they, the deep state Democrats and their despicable, nefarious allies, cannot control blowback. So let's, you know, don't be getting down on your knees and saying, oh, it's over. It's not over. Are you kidding? It's
only totally just agree. Let me hold you in the next segment. I was going to air a special report, but we need to keep talking because here's the deal. We all have differences. People do things. People act in gangs. Racist blacks do stuff. Racist whites do stuff. It's always white versus black. What about all the other groups? Humans are humans. We have problems. But globalism is about bankrupting us all. They want all our businesses shut down if we're small. And That unifies me more than ever when the globalists have articles about a post-human world and machines are taking over. We need to rally together, and that's where our real power is rallying together for the love of each other and for a future. That's what we need, and that will, I believe, I in my gut, in my spirit, you're right, Brother Pinckney, I know this big assault we're about to go through is going to bring us together like never before.
That's right. Absolutely correct. And this is what they do not understand. This is what, because of their arrogance. You see, they're arrogant.
What is it about these Satanists? That's what I call them, this cult. They're blinded by arrogance. They're so arrogant.
Yes, well, they're smug, self-righteous, neoliberal fascists. They are smug, self-righteous, neoliberal fascists. So, you know, this is what we need to understand. If we know what we're dealing with, then we know better how to effectively deal with it. So,
well, start getting into how do we deal with them? Is there even any point trying to wake one of these people up or just move on? Or, I mean, what are other solutions?
Well, each to their own, but I, for myself, I will not try to wake them up. All right. If after all these years and after all this time, they have not seen how dastardly, the people that they support are, if they haven't seen that, well, all I can say is, and they say in French or French, c'est la vie,
so
all right? But we, patriots, Christians, conservatives, independents, we must come to, not we're already together, but we must get even closer, protect each other in every way we can. And when I don't want anybody trying to say, oh, Pinckney said to pick up the gun. I didn't say to pick up the gun. I said protect yourself both psychologically, socially, and if necessary, physically.
And I agree with you. We need to not feel like losers. We've taken on the big corrupt system. It's had to throw all this stuff at humanity because it's losing. And I read their own internal reports that leak out. They say they're losing. So they're doing all this desperate stuff just hoping it works. And their own people don't like it. They had all that UN footage leak where they're like, we don't want to give vaccines. We're hurting people. This is tainted. That's their head scientist. I mean, so they're not in as good a shape as they look like. That's a facade.
Well, of course it's a facade, and they control the so-called media, which I call propaganda machine. And if you doubt it, just think about it. They control the so-called mainstream media. And I say so-called because it's really not a media at all, other than it's a medium, but it's not the media. And, you know, we have to, that's another thing I'm glad you mentioned, my brother Alex, because we need to support our media. Real media, such as InfoWars. We need to be creative about this struggle.
And we all have to be creative. I agree. Yeah. Not just Larry Pinckney or Alex Jones. In fact, again, give us your Twitter again because people need to follow you. I wish you'd do more videos every day because you're always so spot on about every subject. If you cut videos, even low tech, just quick 5-minute video and send it to us, we'd air it every day, Larry. How do people follow you? They follow you at reality_1.
That's right. Reality_1. And, you know, the main thing is I believe ultimately in the power of the people. I really do. Ultimately in the power of the people.
I do too. Stay there. And I think that was Trump's big crime. He really believed in people. He had optimism. I know he's not giving up. He's very upset that he thought we could beat him easier. But no, it's not going to be that easy. But I agree with you. Their persecution of Trump's going to blow up in their face even bigger. Larry Pinckney, final segment straight ahead. Then we got the guy coming on here. Had been on over a year. We got him coming on.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Prayer and support. I appreciate it. Roger Stone's wife got beat up. It didn't actually happen on Thursday. It happened the day before. His wife didn't want to tell him. The guy ran her over with a bike in her front yard. She got up. He pushed her down two more times. And she knew that Roger would go crazy. So she just said, a guy hit me with a bike. Then she had to go to the hospital the next day. And then she told him the rest of the story that he told me. And he's so upset he can't even come on the air. And she's going to have emergency surgery probably today. So that's a 74-year-old wife. And the guy beat her up. Okay, so... And they're trying to get Roger to go crazy. I mean, I understand. That's what's happening here. And they did that to Larry Pinkney and others. I need your support. I appreciate your support. A veteran friend of mine named Quentin, his nickname's Q, not the fake Q, the real Q, he had this idea a month ago. And it came in today. The 18-wheeler showed up today, made in America. It's Trader Joe's, not the grocery store, but a Trader Joe's white T-shirt with all the countries that he sold us out to, China, Iran, Russia, you name it, Ukraine. It's all right there. Trader Joe's with Joe Biden. And then on the back, it's got a nice little Infowars.com. This is a top-tier shirt. A lot of our designs are okay because I come up with them. Some of our designs are amazing. This is a classic. Infowarsstore.com. Please get it. This is an XXL so my fat butt can wear it. But that is going to be fun to wear around town. And it is designer cotton. It's a higher quality shirt. So when you get the stuff made in America, it costs more. But there it is. Infowarsstore.com. And then separately, It's the last day to get last year's prices on storable food ready to ship to you right now. And the globalists are all about dependency. They're all about controlling you. They're all about you not having enough to take care of yourself. And with inflation and everything else, I would get the storable food. It's a high-quality company, very low cost. They happen to go up because of inflation. They still have last year's prices and their biggest discounts of the year, $850 off on a year's supply. It just goes down from there. Infowarsstore.com is the main site, but preparewithalex.com takes you right to the subpage where you find the biggest deals you're going to find. You're not going to get storable food anywhere near this price and this quality anywhere else. And they have the other sales as well. Let me look it up for you so I'll tell you wrong. It's four-week food supply, $70 off. They're selling that basically at cost. Three-month food supply, $200 off. Six-month food supply, $400 off. It's all there, preparewithalex.com. And then I don't have a new sale. I mean, I don't even know what we're going to do into the future. I'm not complaining, but the globalists rejoice that, you know, we're definitely not running a surplus. Whatever. We're trying to stay on air. We have all these great supplements and products that are 50% off right now. Those will go up the next few days. I don't have a new sale, so take advantage of that on X2, X3, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield, turmeric extract liquid is amazing. That's all 50% off. And we've got the Winter Sun about to sell out. And we've got so much more. So back to Larry Pinkney to give him the floor in the 8 minutes we have left. Looking at this anti-human future, saying small businesses are non-essential, saying that big box stores are, big tech's doubled its profits, big banks, and then Klaus Schwab, literally a Nazi, I mean, talk about Nazis, literally run by Juncker, the heir to the Nazi fortune, that owns Luxembourg, basically owns what's left of Europe, that they're above Prince Charles and all these people. Because I know who they are. I've researched them. These are like supervillains. I'm not just saying they're Nazis to call them that. They're literally calling Trump a Nazi when he's fighting him. And these are literal grandchildren and children of top. I mean, the Junkers ran Hitler. They were the top. It's royalty. It's the Austrian-Hungarian royalty. They are literally bragging that they're running all of the lockdowns right now. And all of us should unify against this crap, Larry.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, you mentioned Junkers. If anybody happens to be an enthusiast of aircraft, such as I am, look it up, the Junkers, the bombers, okay, the fighters and bombers, meaning aircraft.
They were the biggest munitions, exactly, yeah. And they got no trouble, so you know your history.
Yeah, I do,
Junker bomber, so it was the main German bomber.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say things, Alex, my dear brother, I know that there are people out there that shake their head and say, oh, it couldn't be true. He's over the line. That's top of the line. Well, you know what? They're playing right into what people like Goebbels of the Third Reich said. The bigger the lie, okay, the bigger they tell their lie and they keep pushing it, then you'll believe it. But here are people like Alex, myself, Owen, Darren, you know, we're telling you the truth, and we're asking you to do your own research, okay? Yep, JU-87, of which I have a model. It was a dive bomber and fighter. But anyway.
Yeah, that's the famous dive bomber that made that horrible noise. Yeah.
Stupka. And yeah, the JU-87 Stuka, Junkers, okay? But anyway, so.
But isn't it great that you're a historian and I'm into that too? Like, we're not BSing. And people, like, have you ever noticed when you're informed, because I know you're really informed a lot of stuff, people think you're BSing, like you're showing off. They don't get, like, we want to share the knowledge. We're not trying to monopolize it here.
Right, and that's the point. They're not used to that. They're used to just the opposite. People monopolizing the knowledge and dispensing disinformation and misinformation. Whereas we are saying, here's some information that you can check for yourself. This is my position. Check it out. See if it's true. See if it's accurate. All right? Then decide what you want to do. So, yeah, it's, you know, we're kindred spirits, my brother. We are kindred spirits.
It's just crazy, though, that they couldn't beat us in World War II, so now they bomb us with fear and these lockdowns, but China's totally open for business, laughing at us, saying America will never reopen, ha, 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 telling foreign investors to come there. This is, and the left is rejoicing. Trump's going, what are they going to do when the economy totally shuts down under Biden?
I don't know if I do, and don't get me wrong. I am a big supporter and have been for years of President Trump. However, I don't know if President Trump really understood the devilish, and I'm using that word.
Although he even said he had no idea how bad it was.
Right. So, I mean, but we the people, we get it. Or if we don't get it, we should get it by now. And let's understand something. Think, folks, don't you think it's kind of strange? You turn on your TV set or your radio or blah, 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 and they're talking about pandemic this, pandemic that, but somehow they never mention the Chinese Communist Party. They never mention Wuhan. They never mention who gave the world, not just our nation, our republic, but who gave the world this virus. Come on, that should tell us something. Let's at least think as critical thinkers.
Well, what about the Uyghur camps? 3 million peaceful Muslims in camps, 1 million Christians and Buddhists, and Apple's the main contractor. I mean, my God, I'm not a violent person, but if there was a place we should burn down, I'm not saying do it, it would be Tim Cook. And I'm not saying do that, but I mean, he literally runs death camps. He's as close as you get to a real Nazi, but he's all liberal, so it's okay.
Well, actually, that's why I call them neoliberal fascists, because the neoliberal fascists are actually far worse than the Nazis ever could have been, all right? Had the Nazis succeeded, and in a sense, they did with these neoliberal fascist so-called Democrats, all right? But that's why I keep using the expression that they are neoliberal fascist Democrats, and they are in league with the globalists, of course, including the Chinese Communist Party. And that's not an exaggeration. That's reality. So I implore all of my brothers and sisters of all colors, study, research, know who you're up against, who we're up against. But most of all, come together. You know, as we used to say back in the day, we use a Swahili term from East Africa. We would say, Lasima tushende mbele shaka. And that simply means, all it means is, we shall succeed without a doubt. But we will only succeed, my brothers and sisters. The only way we will succeed is to gird our hips, not to be fair weather patriots.
But admit, and I agree with you, admit what we're up against, but admit it's the only shot we got, we're going to win. Say that in Swahili again. I love the way that sounds.
Lasima tushinde mbele shaka. We shall succeed. Without a doubt.
We don't have a choice, but I agree with you. We're not being optimistic. Those of us that fight will succeed for future generations regardless, and I think the enemy's on the ropes. All right, Larry Pinkney, always impressive. You got to get on with this more often. You got to come on with all the shows. And anytime I want to get McGreen out of semi-retirement in there making graphics, he loves to interview you. I tell McGreen, I'm like, you only interview Pinkney. I love Pinkney. You got to get other people. And he goes, oh, you don't like Pinkney. I'm like, no. I want McGreen to start doing interviews again. He does a great job. Hey, Larry, we love you. Thank you so much, brother.
Much love to you. Stay strong. All power to the people. Love to your audience. Love to all of InfoWars. Love you, brother.
That's right. It's the human fist of liberty crushing the globalists. Peacefully just annihilating their ideology. Thank you, Larry. All right, folks, next hour, Steve Quayle is coming up. Then, Lana Del Rey's got her new album out about chemtrails and devil worshipers. Wow, can't stop the signal. Seems like there's nothing they can do. Hour number three, straight ahead, InfoWars, tomorrow's culture today. We'll be right back.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.